Comme on dit, il y a trois vérités. Ta vérité, ma vérité et la vérité.
Your truth, my truth, the truth. The philosophy of this play is that the truth belongs to no one. The West African Sufi mystic Tieno Bokar believed that religious faith is a personal journey and no one path is right. He was born in 1875 and died in 1939 and spent most of his life in a small village in Mali. Bokar converted many people to an open and tolerant form of Islam. Seekers came from far and wide to ask Tieno Bokar questions, and he would reply by telling parables, drawing on the Quran and traditional West African storytelling. Actor Sotigui Koyate is a longtime member of Peter Brook's troupe and originally comes from Mali. Tall and thin, he has a long face and doleful eyes. He moves slowly with grace and dignity, and when he sits serenely on a straw mat on the bare stage, he's bathed in golden light. The director, Peter Brook, hopes that the audience will be touched by the moments of stillness.
Now, Tieno Bokar, you experience a quality through him, and it's experienced by everyone together through a silence. Now, when you see an icon, a Buddha, a cathedral, something in you receives a silence of a quality that you can't define, but you know it. You are experiencing it.
Bokar scholar Professor Lewis Brenner says Brook has captured the contemplative essence of the Sufi master.
For me, the theatre of Peter Brook is not so much of an entertainment as a kind of invitation to some kind of reflection or maybe even inner reflection.
If coming to the theatre, one person goes away with their own wish to look beyond all the difficulties, understandable pressures, impossible stresses of material life, we are more than rewarded. Our job is not to convert anybody to anything, but to give a little nourishment to what is there in everyone, but contemporary life does so little to nourish.
And that nourishment may be the reward for working hard to stay with the story. The set is austere, and the supertitles hang high above the stage, not to mention that Bokar's teachings are often enigmatic. It's an hour and a half of sheer concentration.
We only want people to come who get an impression that this is something that could interest me. We are not fighting to entertain them.
The audience has to grapple not only with religious concepts, but a history lesson on French colonial Africa. As the play unfolds, the French authorities take action against Tieno Bokar and his followers. His young disciple describes the atrocities that ensue, and it's impossible not to make comparisons with Iraq.
One of the moments that in performance here has been so powerful is when you hear the young African saying that he goes from post to post, and each one of them, there is a new general in charge. And then they're described that they do torture, humiliation, pissing on another person, handling them brutally. One hopes that at every moment the audience goes through their double experience. This is about French colonialism 100 years ago. It's not us. And then the next second, you see, but that's, nothing has changed.
Despite the oppression, Bokar refuses to blame his enemies. In fact, he embraces them. Professor Usman Khan of Colombia says that shatters many current prejudices against the Islamic faith.
I think that what they could learn seeing this play is that terror inspired by variants of Islamic fundamentalism is just one side of the Islamic story. But another side would be tolerant, open-minded, and even mystical Islam, whose advocates believe that there are many paths to salvation.
Oh.
By the end of the play, Bokhara is under house arrest. He cannot go to the mosque and lives out his last years impoverished and deserted by his followers, who are frightened to be associated with him. Professor Brenner.
At the moment of death, a Muslim, if possible, is meant to recite the Shahada, which is the creed of Muslims, of there is no God but God. But if you cannot recite these words, then you can take your index finger and place it over your heart. And very slowly, Cherno makes this gesture. And then you have the slightest hint that the breath has gone out of him as he kind of slightly gives way and dies. Very moving moment for me. Very strong image for me.
For 10 minutes, there's usually a marvelous silence at the end of the performance, and people live with something of their own.
I felt a bit ridiculous, but I ventured to tell Brooke my own thought after the play. I felt I needed to find a wise teacher and sit on a mat with him under a tree.
Well, I think that is marvelous. And for you, then, is to see that's an image and that not truly the essence of what you mean. You're turning it into a pretty picture. Now, either you are satisfied with a pretty picture, in which people, yes, you'll go and you'll find a wise man and you'll sit on a mat, or you do something much more demanding on yourself, which is to come back to what in me is really yearning. It's something deeper. I don't know. The moment I recognize I don't know is the most positive situation one can ever be in. One begins then to look.
For WNYC, I'm Judith Kampfner.
ولو فهموا دقائق حب العيلة كفاهم في صبابة اختبارا ولو فهموا دقائق حب العيلة كفاهم في صبابة اختبارا إذا يبدو